Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
I am Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. Thanks for listening. My next guest has been a flight attendant for major airlines for about 15 years and has written about her adventures in a really entertaining book called Cruising Altitude, Tales of Crash Pads, Crew Drama, and Crazy Passengers at 35,000 Feet. Heather Poole, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Are you flying today? Are we keeping you from getting to the airport?
No, I just got home the other day, so I'm good.
Okay. I want to talk about, to start, the crash pads, because one of my favorite stories in here has to do with one of these places where you and other flight attendants go when you're on a layover in a city before you have to fly back home or to wherever. And it's a whole bunch of you coming and going at all hours of the day and night, right?
Right, and it's fascinating, isn't it? It's like army barracks, and there's seniority involved, and it's so strange. It's like with a mix of a sorority party, I suppose. What's funny is, like, long ago, I don't know, there was this story that I think was really popular about these subway people who live underground, the subway system, and I was listening to this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that kind of reminds me of us, only a little more glamorous, which is really scary.
Yeah, what I love about the story is the neighbors who freak out because they're seeing these rather attractive women coming and going from this one apartment at all hours of the day or night, and they wonder, is that what I think it is?
I know. One of them called the cops on us, and then the cops came over and left his card for one of my roommates, you know, in case we had any more problems, wink, wink. So one time I called the cops myself to come over and, like, handle a situation we were having with our landlord, and they just wanted to sit on the sofa and drink our Brown's root beer, which my roommate had, and, like, hang out and watch the comings and goings. I was like, this is not what we had in mind.
No, not at all. Let me ask you about a couple of things that I'm curious about as a person who flies fairly frequently. Is there anybody in the world who doesn't know how to buckle a seatbelt?
Forgetful. And now with social media and everyone in their heads, and, like, people are actually boarding while they're still typing on their computer or talking on their phones, that they just forget where they are, and then they don't buckle their seatbelt. So it's just a reminder, and you'd be shocked how many people I have to tell to put it on. And it's kind of like, hello, you know, you're on a plane now, but they forget.
So it's a reminder.
You have to.
It's a reminder. It's not instructions.
Well, it is instructions, but, I mean, at this point, you'd think, hello, you should have that on. They don't realize that we're about to take off because they're still tweeting or Facebooking or having their meeting or whatever.
Yeah. All right, speaking of people getting on board, since the airlines, most of them, except for Southwest, have started charging people to check their baggage, that means more people are carrying stuff on. That's got to make it more of a pain to get people on and off the plane because of all the fights over overhead bin space, right?
Well, you know what? A different theory on that. Like, it's always been bad. I think what's made it worse are the bigger overhead bins, because we enlarged the overhead bins to make more room for everybody, and then everybody just gets a bigger bag. And now we're at this point where people are, like, especially women, and I'm sorry, but women are the worst. They're packing these bags so heavy, and they can't lift it. And I have, like, girls younger than me come on board and go, I just don't have enough upper body strength to put this in the bin. And I'm thinking, hey, I'm a girl too, okay? You know, if you can't lift your bag, you got to check it. And that's, like, a huge problem. Nobody can lift the bag, and or they can't get it in, and it's, you know. So boarding is the most stressful time of a flight. I start sweating during boarding, and we're not even getting paid. That's, like, the amazing part. We don't get paid until the airplane pushes away from the gate.
What?
So I would say the worst part of my day, I'm doing for free.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then that time right there, that sets the tone of the flight. So let's just say you're the last guy on, and I take your bag and I check it. Now you're going to spend the rest of the flight, you know, in your seat for 4 hours being miserable, staring at me, and then I'm probably going to run out of your drink choice when I get to your seat, and now it's like it was all planned from the beginning. People get so upset. So it's just a problem. It really is a bad, vicious cycle, this whole bag situation, because, you know, people don't want to – they, like, discount the flight of their vacation. But you know what? Your vacation starts, or your trip starts, when you get on board. And people get on board with a really bad attitude.
Yeah, I did not know about the part about you not getting paid until it pulls away from the gate. That's That's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's why we hate delays. Like, we, trust me, the flight crew is more upset about the delay than the passengers because we don't get paid, and we're still serving water and still dealing with connections, and people are getting angry. And so, yeah, we're a little bit more upset about it than you are.
Do you get hit on by male passengers a lot?
Well, probably more so when I was younger, but, you know, but it happens. Yeah, it happens. It's not by anyone I would like to hit on me. In your mind, you're probably thinking it's like Rob Lowe, but it's more like Danny DeVito. I mean, it's more like this. I had a guy ask me if he could lick my leg. That was interesting in the middle of the aisle. In the middle of the beverage service. No, it was a no. That was the answer.
Wow.
With a move the cart. Hurry, go. Move the cart. Move the cart. You know?
Are there more guys who you would like to have hit on you in coach or business class?
Well, first of all, I'm married. So that's over. But when I was single, it really didn't matter. For me, it was about, like, you know what? Is he sitting there? Does his seatbelt fasten? Does he help me out when I want to put the drink down? Does he have his tray table down? Does he have it move his earphones off? Move his newspaper out of the way. Those were signs that, you know, that's a guy I want to go out with.
What about...
Because, you know, we see guys, I mean, well, as a woman, you know, we see people at their most vulnerable. We see them for who they really are. When people go to a bar or they're out mingling, you know, on a Friday night, you're seeing somebody at their best. I'm seeing them probably at their worst. So, you know, if it was a guy that was handling the air travel really well, that was a winner right there.
Now, Heather, I have seen photos of you, and you are a very attractive blonde lady and have been in the business for a while. There was a time when airlines hired flight attendants for their looks more than anything else. I'm curious if that's still part of the equation.
I think it is. I mean, for sure, you know, I think it still is. But, you know, I always joke around saying, you know, that hot babe in the hot pants that was serving you drinks that you missed so much? Well, she's still there. That's her with the Coke bottle glasses, you know. Like, we are allowed to get older and a little fatter, just like everyone else. But I think now, especially now, I think the airlines are trying to hire people with, I think they're, you know, more customer service. I like to say, like, more submissive. I don't know. But what I'm noticing for anyone out there who wants to be a flight attendant, I think if you've got, like, a Disneyland background, you're totally in. Disney.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've seen some. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'm, like, paying more attention to it because we have a bunch of new people coming on. And I'm like, wow, where are all these Disney people coming from? They're so happy, those people. Wow, they sparkle. Makes me feel a little bit worn out.
The course of doing your job, Heather, particularly on transatlantic or transpacific flights, have you ever had to deal with passengers getting into the lavatory together to join the Mile High Club?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens a lot less than it used to, but I think that's because the flights are full and people are miserable. But, you know, so, like, they're not thinking about doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But my first couple I ever caught was a celebrity couple when they came out of the bathroom. And I was like, wow, it was exciting. Nowadays, like, the line is usually so long and people are knocking to get in. And I guess if it's going to happen, it's usually going to happen on a red-eye flight, at the seat. And you'll always know if it's something like that is going on, because if you see, like, the entire crew walking by. See, if we're walking fast, that means that something's going on that you will probably not want to know about. But if we're walking slow, it means we're probably each going, what is happening in that seat? You know, we all have to confirm that we're seeing the same thing before we either clear our throats or get our flashlights and flash them. You know?
Really? You mean 22 D and E are going at it right there in the seat?
Well, I mean, it's hard to explain why one passenger is sitting on top of another, you know. I just flew with this one flight attendant, and she was like 70, like real attractive, but like, you know, much older. But she was telling me the craziest story about how they were just recently on the car, and you could hear them. And it was a guy who was in his 20s. He'd met a passenger in the terminal, and his mother was literally in the row ahead. Like, that was the disturbing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was like, hello, your son. That needs to stop now.
Well, you know what? I can understand it in the seat more than I can in the bathroom, because as a person who is 6'4 and a big guy myself, I barely fit one of me in there. I can't imagine what it would be like to have somebody else joining me.
Well, as a flight attendant who probably uses 20 paper towels so I don't have to touch anything in there, I wouldn't want to do it in the bathroom either. I mean,
yeah.
There's a reason why we all keep Purell in business.
The book is called Cruising Altitude, Tales of Crash Pads, Crew Drama, and Crazy Passengers at 35,000 Feet. It is a great read. Heather Poole, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. It's fun.
I hope to see you in the air sometime. Heather Poole, a 15-year flight attendant with major airlines. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. America.